Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Joining us today, Charles C. Plummer with Dow AgriSciences.
Charles, how does Arylex Active and NuQlex herbicide, how does that benefit our wheat producers?
Well, it's been a while since wheat growers have had new technology in the wheat market. Culex herbicide offers a new active ingredient, Arylex Active, which is the first member of a new chemical family of Group 4 auxin herbicides. Our area has historically been wheat on wheat, causing an over-reliance on the same class of chemistry for many years now. Because of this, producers are not experiencing the herbicide efficacy that they once did. Culex not only has a new active ingredient, but it also provides two modes of action. This allows growers to effectively control many key weed species, including resistant biotypes. Arylex Active is an effective tool for controlling ALS and glyphosate-resistant weeds, such as glyphosate-resistant marestail.
Thanks, Charlsie. For more information on Culex herbicide, contact your local Dow AgriSciences rep or visit FlexibleWeedControl.com.
I'm standing under a very tall bridge waiting to talk about new Culex wheat herbicide with a satisfied user who's about to bungee jump from the top. Here he comes, sir.
Culex lets you plant the crops you want, when you want, while controlling difficult weeds.
What he's saying is that only Culex wheat herbicide combines strength with flexibility, a powerful new active ingredient that keeps your crop rotation options open. Learn more at FlexibleWeedControl.com or visit your local retailer.
Culex!
Strength and flexibility. Good for bungee jumps, good for wheat growers, bad for interviews.
The 2018 Farm Bill is now the law of the land. It was signed into law yesterday afternoon in a special public ceremony at the White House by President Donald Trump. He made some remarks about the bill, but he also turned to his Secretary of Agriculture, Sonny Perdue, for some thoughts on the bill, pointing out that yesterday was Secretary Perdue's birthday.
It is a great birthday present, not only for me, but for all of agriculture, to give the producers, the ranchers and farmers across America the peace of mind going forward. They can make their plans in 2019, make their lenders and bankers proud of what they can plan for. The underpinning of the safety net of crop insurance, those kind of things, is a big deal for agriculture. It's a big deal for the U.S. economy, the ag economy, for food security and for national security.
Several agricultural leaders gathered around the president as he signed the measure. Sippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau. Jimmy Musick of Sentinel, Oklahoma, president of the National Association of Wheat Growers. Kevin Kester, president of the National Cattlemen's Association. And Piper Merritt, representing the FFA. She didn't have her FFA jacket on as she took it off for the final time this past October as she retired from her year as National FFA officer. But Piper there representing the blue and gold nonetheless. Piper, of course, from Owosso, Oklahoma. Agricultural groups of all sizes and shapes quickly offered their praise of the 2018 farm law. There was an agricultural broadband coalition that's come together over the last couple of years. They applaud the enactment of the ag connectivity provision in the farm law. The National Association of Wheat Growers, as you mentioned, Jimmy Musick standing on stage behind the president, applauds the signing of the bill. Farm Bureau, Zippy Duval there on stage, says the Farm Bill signing secures benefits for all Americans. The U.S. Meat Export Federation thanking the president for approving the new farm law. Of course, that means that they've got MAP money once again available for promotion of U.S. Red meat into the global marketplace. National Crop Insurance Service hailed the new Farm Bill, saying that Title I, the commodity title, along with the crop insurance language, assures a strong safety net for farmers and ranchers. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
Lots of Farm Bill signing reaction up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.